Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We'll hear from the head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine, at 1:30 today. We'll hand out our grades in the Tampa game. That's all going on today. We'll also have Ross Tucker with us at 2 p.m. Eastern. But really, we're going to kind of wrap things up on Tampa, turn our attention to Cincy and Cleveland. Huge game on Thursday, Matt.
Huge game. Huge game is it. Dude, I am so excited. The more hype that I can get into this game, the NFL Network, you know, covering here, you know, covering the game, it being here, again, reading through the press release, it says the Bengals will be in their black on black unis, so they'll be blacked out and ready for this football game. And I do believe that Coach Mike Pettine, on a short week, as we'll get into his schedule and how he's changed the schedule to appease these players, to give them time to rest and also to familiarize their body with that 8 p.m. kickoff, something they're not accustomed to in Cleveland very often. We did it last year, so some of the guys will know. But it's something that, for me personally, I loved playing in those 8 p.m. games, as long as they weren't each and every night like the Buckeyes do. But it's something, as I said, the personalities in this locker room, the Brian Hoyer will want to showcase because of all the questions. Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner, they're going to want to showcase and get hype to play extremely well at 8 p.m. when everybody's watching, so that they can finish off this season, keep themselves in playoff contention. Again, Battle of Ohio, division leader, and for the future, they want to put themselves in that spotlight more often into 2014 and 15.
No question about it, and it's a primetime game, an opportunity for the Browns to make a real statement here, get to 6-3, put themselves atop the AFC North, and it is a nice opportunity to get that national exposure, that national validation. And as I said, at 2 o'clock, Ross Tucker will be with us to give a little bit of a national perspective on the Cleveland Browns. Ross has a lot of great stuff on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Today, our Ohio Business Machine's Hot Topics of the Day. Why is Cincy-Cleveland not a bigger rivalry? We hear so much about the Browns and the Steelers, the Browns and the Ravens. Why not the Browns and the Bengals? After all, it is the 82nd staging of the Battle of Ohio. Bengals leading the series 43-38, but the Browns have won two of the last three, including Brian Hoyer's only start against the Bengals, a 17-6 win last year at home in week number four. We will do a little after further review today. We'll also hear from Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Browns, at 2:30, his press conference from today. But we do want to get into those Ohio Business Machines Hot Topics with you at 216-578-0850 and on Twitter at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57. Talk about this rivalry. Also, grade Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Browns, through eight games. Tell us the reason for the grade you are giving, since we will be handing out grades today. That kind of ties into today's theme. But I want to start with this. Greg Little and the comments that he made today. First of all, Greg Little was released on May 16th. It could not have come soon enough. And I have a very, you know, strong feeling on Greg Little. I thought, as a football player on the field, his performance left you wanting. Struggled with the drops, obviously. Last year had the worst statistical season in terms of yards per route run that any receiver has ever had as a starter in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus, ever since they've tracked the stat at about 0.6. And that was when he was opposite Josh Gordon, facing nothing but single coverage, having every opportunity in the world to be a success, and yet he could not do it. Off the field, a little bit of a clown, didn't take it seriously, was, I think, at sometimes a negative influence in the locker room. And it was a quick decision that was made to remove Greg Little once the new regime came in, and I think it was a good decision. He's been now with two teams already. He's got four catches for 55 yards on the season. And, you know, when you read comments like this from somebody, it says to me, this guy's still not a professional. He still is not very mature. He doesn't understand really how things work in the NFL. And instead of blaming other people and talking to other people and complaining about them, maybe you need to look in the mirror and figure out how to get your own house in order. Because this is a guy that when I did, Vic Carucci and I did the 1 through 53 on the Browns roster, both ranked 53rd.
I remember that.
He told me he did not like that in the cafe the next day and had some words with me. And I said, listen, that's just, I have the stats to back it up. That's how I feel. Clearly, the management didn't feel too dissimilar as he was taken out of here early. But there's in even in these comments, Matt, there's hypocrisy. And this is what I would say. He goes, I was coming into a new coaching staff, and they were looking at me to come in and play well. I had a great relationship with them, and the front office decided to go another direction, and hopefully I will make them pay. That's a quote from Greg Little. But yet he also says, and I quote, I did not get along with Pettine. Pettine doesn't get along with any of his players. Like, you walk past him in the hallway, he won't even speak to you. To have that type of approach for a coach is kind of odd. I can't go out and say I'm going to lay down the line for a guy who won't even speak to me if we were the only two people in the hall. He never spoke to anybody. So he had a great relationship with the coaching staff and blames the front office on getting rid of him, yet he says he never talked to the head coach.
It's crazy. And there's a few things I want to touch upon here. First and foremost, how is this relevant to the Cleveland Browns? Okay. And I think it's laughable for the guys in this locker room. Now, Greg Little may still, in fact, have a relationship with a few players that is on a surface level, meaning they stay in contact via text, maybe speak to each other every once in a while, or see each other if they happen to be in the same city or area in the offseason one time. Okay, very surface level. So these comments are laughable. The one person on the Cleveland Browns roster who played their best defensive football game that might take offense to this just a little bit because he does not know Greg Little and he was not here last year is Dante Whitner. Dante Hittner will know and be aware when Greg Little enters the football game because he might want to deliver something extra special to Greg Little for his comments. But again, inside this locker room, they're laughable and they're irrelevant because of who he was on this football team and his lack of production and what he does for the opponent. Now, how does this perceived into the Cincinnati Bengals locker room? And I'm 90% sure that someone from their PR staff or one of their coaches on their staff is going to mention these comments and how unnecessary they are to make those and how they're only a distraction and, like a lot of fans might say, billboard material, even though I just gave you the Browns perspective first that it's really not and they're laughing at it, you know, but that it might be billboard material and that he wants that target on his back and he's going to make us pay. Okay, we paid you a lot of money to make plays here in Cleveland and you couldn't do it. And now that you're, again, as you said, on your second team, you're going to make us pay, but your production speaks differently from what you're doing with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right. If you're the Bengals, you're saying, listen, we gave you a shot after you were cut by the Browns, cut by the Oakland Raiders.
The worst team in football, by the way.
And we gave you a shot to come play with us, and you're going to all of a sudden, somebody who's coming in and has four catches for 55 yards on the season, by the way, you're going to come in and say that this is personal and somebody's got to pay, and you know I'm going to put my team in the best position to win. I just think you're coming in and making a game that is in just not even about you, probably from the Cincinnati standpoint, about you. And it just, I would say if I was in Cincinnati and I'm the GM saying, they obviously didn't like him that much in Cleveland. They cut him in Oakland. And here's a guy who comes in, hasn't done much for our team, and yet he's coming in and acting like this is all about him. I just think it's childish. And to me, you know what? Not surprising in the least.
No, it's not.
It's just typical Greg Little.
It's not. And the great thing about this is a distraction for them. You know, it's good that we don't have those things going on in our locker room. And Nathan, you know, let everybody know as well, because you know the man much more than I do because you speak to him on a weekly basis. We see him walk by this gentleman that walks with his head down, that doesn't talk to his own players, lifts his head up to Nathan and I in the dog bowl doing our job to give us a thumbs up, a peace sign, a hello, a nod, whatever it might be, while he is in the midst of his job in his first year as head coach of the Cleveland Browns. So to me, my perspective, and I also too, is the other point I've said all along is how tight-knit and how bought in the players in this locker room are into Coach Pettine, because when he speaks and the players speak, they're saying the same thing. So they are connected and there is a relationship and respect between both parties.
The thing that's so silly about this is that if you ask anybody on the Browns what they like the most about Mike Pettine, they cite his communication, that he is open, he is direct, he is honest with them, and they value the way that he communicates with his players, which is the exact opposite. And I've seen him in the hallways multiple times talking to players on the Browns. I mean, it's just, you're gone on May 16th. What have you even seen?
Right. What was he here for, a month and 2 months?
Maybe. And
in the midst of the offseason?
He was. I don't even remember if he practiced. I can't remember. I remember where I was the day that we released him, but I don't remember
did you have
how
a drink?
Much happened before.
Did you cheers to that?
You know, it's just, it's one of those things, again, in the NFL, physical talent is obviously so important. It's but what you choose to do with your talent and how you choose to apply yourself to be the best that separates guys like Greg Little, who is a second-round pick, who seemed he's got all the tools, he's got the size, he's got the speed, and from, you know, guys like Greg Little who are going to fizzle out of this league, and then guys who go on and have very successful careers. And that's really one of the big differences between those two types of guys. And I think Greg Little, with these comments, showed that he's still the same Greg Little. And I'm not expected, you know, I'm not expecting anything different. And I think it's funny, we got a tweet actually that came in while we were kind of going off on this subject, that Greg Little made Browns fans pay for 3 years already.
So, yes, he did. So exactly. You're done.
You've already done that.
But again, my last point to make is this on a short week is getting airplay. This in a short week is getting is causing the PR and coaches to divert their attention from preparing for the Cleveland Browns to something silly, that one player that's going to have a essentially insignificant role in this football game. They're going to put, even if the most minute amount of attention is put into it, it takes them away from their task at hand, which is winning a game against the Cleveland Browns.
Absolutely. And just in case you guys were wondering, so since he's joined the team of the Cincinnati Bengals, he has 4 catches for 55 yards on the season, does Greg Little. The interesting thing is last week, he played about 40 snaps in that game for the Bengals as A.J. Green was kind of eased back into things. And he ran 22 pass routes and was not targeted once.
Huh.
So either Andy Dalton's not too impressed with him.
He's a high-paid decoy.
Or I don't even think he's that highly paid anymore. But so that's where Greg Little is. Didn't even see a target last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, even though he played a season-high 38 snaps in that one. So just interesting comments, just more tomfoolery. I think this game, obviously, much more about control of the AFC North, much more for the Browns ending a 17-game road losing streak in the division. A lot at stake here, and hopefully there are people who know Greg Little and are in this locker room who will use this. And not that you need extra motivation this game, but it's if you want to get a little extra, thank you, Greg. We'll take it. And hopefully the Browns will be able to use this in a positive way against this Cincinnati Bengals team on primetime in Thursday night. As we said, we will hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns in a little bit. We will hear from the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Brian Hoyer. And we also want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Why is this not a bigger rivalry, Cincy and Cleveland? Grade Brian Hoyer through 8 games. And what do you think about Greg Little? What do you think about what he said? I mean, is this something that's going to motivate the Browns? Matt gave you a great locker room take on both sides of it. And I think, if anything, it's causing more waves in Cincinnati, where somebody probably pulled him aside and was like, shut your mouth.
It's so true. It is. Like I said, to even have someone go over to him and say that in a week. And mind you, this is as an important football game for the Cincinnati Bengals as it is the Cleveland Browns, because of Pittsburgh's playing extremely well. Cleveland's playing extremely well. Baltimore's playing good football. The most competitive division in football right now. And Cincinnati knows what's at stake by losing at home. And what does that mean for their football season moving forward? And that gives the Cleveland Browns control. So that, again, it's a mistake by Greg Little and a very selfish move on his behalf.
And that's the thing about it, right? That's selfish. I think when you're a guy who's now at this point, you're a former second-round pick, you were cut by the team that drafted you before your contract expired, you were then cut by the Oakland Raiders, you're not supposed to come into a new locker room and do selfish things. When you, at that point in your career, when you went to Green Bay, if you guys had, let's say, played San Diego, were you going to be like, this is personal, and call out San Diego? Or would you have been like, I'm happy to be here, and I want to make sure that I fit in and can do the best that I can to be a Green Bay Packer right now, not be a distraction?
It was my actions speak louder than words mentality. I'm going to let my actions do the talking for me. I'm going to go out and be, you know, the guy, the teammate that everybody wants to know, the teammate that everybody wants to get to know, the guy that shows up to practice early, the guy that puts in the work, the guy that takes, that starts to learn the names of the players and coaches and trainers and equipment guys and get familiar, not make a statement in the news to draw attention to myself when I really don't matter on this roster.
Exactly. Well said, Matt. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into grades. We're going to get into your phone calls, 216-578-0850. But before we do that, we have to give a birthday shout-out to Laura Waters Brown. Laura Waters Brown, LWB, in studio right now. Who you want to talk to on your birthday? What do you want to say to the world?
Go Browns.
Go Browns. LWB, happy birthday. 24 years young,
happy
ladies
birthday.
And gentlemen. Bringing cupcakes in. What's with the P and the D? Okay, it's the P from happy and the D from birthday. It's still left over. Well, thank you for bringing cupcakes. I feel like we should... We got to get a birthday song on here, Dino, at some point. We'll play it for LWB on her birthday. All right, we'll be back with more CBD right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR.